Blackstone Publishing presents Close to Me by Monica Murphy. This book is read by Sarah McEwen and Teddy Hamilton. We were just friends that spoke like lovers, and that seemed to be enough for two teenagers who were scared to love one another. Cat. Prologue. There are significant moments in life. Ones you can't help but keep tucked into your memory banks. Even if you don't want them, they're in there. Lingering. Reappearing when you don't want to remember. Making themselves known during a particular time, almost as if to say, "Ha, told you so." Those are the worst. Mostly, when I look back on those times, I think, that's where it all changed. I've had moments like that with one person in particular. I didn't want him in my life, though he was always there. I ignored him, which wasn't easy considering the small school we both attend. Pretending someone doesn't exist doesn't mean they're invisible, though. I still saw him. How could I not? And it doesn't mean I was invisible either. He still saw me. He saw right through me. Freshman Year. Chapter 1. I met him the first week of school. I was mad. Pissed at my parents. Pissed at the world. A 14-year-old girl with a grudge and a fuck you attitude is the worst thing ever. Trust me. But deep down, I was alone and sad, and I had no friends. We moved to this small, nowhere town the summer after eighth grade, and the resentment built within me, slowly but surely, with every day that passed. I felt it grow until it threatened to choke me, consume me by the first day of school. I show up on campus, no one paying any attention to me, and that hurt. The high school was small, cliquey. Most everyone had gone to school with each other since the dawn of time, and I was an outsider. After being there for a couple of days, I could tell they weren't really interested in me. Except for one. I'm waiting for my mom to pick me up after school when I hear someone speak. "What's your name?" Those were the first words he said to me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?